can we have one moment of silence? Cause there's people out there losing their life over bombs, because people getting killed over blocks, even getting killed over rocks. The violence never stops. Just when you think it's over, another gun popping. Another body that dropped, man, this stuff needs to stop. There's people going against their own brothers to fight your own color. The stuff is even scarier than their own mother. It's so sad, even little kids are dying. Ain't no reason for lying. Sometimes gotta be the better man and let the problem go. Instead, going toe to toe, even blow for blow. Sometimes I got to walk away and go. I was told trouble was easy to get into and hard to get out. It's like when they being a school, they just say they want to bring them out. Yo, the bodies need to stop. 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 The bodies. The violence needs to stop, the violence needs to stop, the violence needs to stop, the violence really gotta stop, the violence needs to stop, the violence needs to stop, the violence. Really gotta stop. When they wanna fight, wanna knock somebody out. Sometimes when you're mad, you don't think about. When people talk stuff, you gotta think before you react. You got a lot of people step on the scene, you know what I mean? Instead of being on the scene, when it happens, a lot of people is just straight kidnapping. You look at the violence like the art gallery, but it's all reality. Sometimes your mind be in another galaxy. Or maybe it's the president that we elect. People don't understand, you got to earn your respect. Lots more, that's no reason to go around and start a war. That's the kind of stuff you ask the prerogative. Some people do more bad than positive. The violence needs to stop, 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 the violence. The violence needs to stop, the violence needs to stop, the violence needs to stop, the violence really gotta stop, the violence needs to stop, the violence needs to stop, the violence really gotta stop.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, social unrest and violence is coming to America. Social unrest and violence is coming to America. Did you know that social unrest is coming to America? There is more and more violence on the streets of America than ever before. All you got to do is look around and you're going to see violence. Yes, we will see more violence and social unrest across this great land of America. Why? Because we have taken Jesus Christ out of this nation. All you have to do is look around and you're going to see more and more gun violence, more and more racial violence. You will see more domestic violence, more anti-Semitic violence. You will see violence over land and property. You will see gang violence and more violence in our schools. You will see more vandalism of our churches. You will see more violence from video games and more robberies and rape, and you will see police violence and you will see games like the knockout games. Yes, you will see violence of destroying our natural resources. Example of fires out in Arizona and California. You will see destruction all across America. Yes. This is happening, and this violence and social unrest is coming to America, and you want to know why? It's very simple. We have taken Jesus Christ out of America. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. And the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace." The reason why America and that social unrest and violence is coming to America, and why things are going to get more chaotic, is because it's simple. You have taken the Prince of Peace out of this nation. You have taken Jesus out of your public schools. You have taken Jesus Christ out of the church. You have taken Jesus Christ out of the hospitals. You have taken Jesus Christ out of every facet of this society. Yes, there's going to be social unrest and violence is coming to America because we have taken the Prince of Peace. You see, when you have taken Jesus out, there's total chaos. That's why our borders are wide open. That's why there's violence on our borders. Yes, when you have taken Jesus out, there's total chaos. There's no order. There's confusion. There's no jobs. The economy's bad. This confusion is spreading like a plague through all across America. It's very simple. You have taken Jesus Christ out of your homes. You wonder why there's domestic violence in your homes? Simply because there's no Jesus. You wonder why there's racial violence? Because you've forgotten Jesus. You wonder why there's vandalism of our churches? Is because you have taken Jesus out of the church. Yes, you wonder why there's police violence? It's because Jesus is no longer in our police departments. Yes. See, without Jesus, you simply cannot function as a society. Yes, you want to know why you are having a difficult time right now? It's very simple. It's because they have taken Jesus out, and that's why there's going to be violence and social unrest. Yes, social unrest and violence is coming to America. You see, the Bible says in Genesis 6, chapter 11, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. Listen, some of you think that World War III is coming. Well, as you look around, there's violence all around the world. You see, there is violence all around the world. And the earth was filled with violence, the Bible says, with doing injury to a person and properties of men. There's so much violence going on today in America and around the world. And they're injuring people. They're killing people. They're destroying cities. Yes, they are oppressing with oppression and cruelty by tyrannical decrees and unrighteous judgments, rapes, yes. This is unbelievable. This gives the present race of men was not the first. They totally perished by the flood. Just like before the flood, there was total violence. And those men were very insolent and addicted to unjust actions. For they neither kept their oath, nor hear hospitable to strangers, nor gave ear to suppliants, for which reason they were destroyed. You see, as you look around, you see more violence. You see violence in the Middle East. You see violence in Africa. You see violence in America, violence in Asia. You see violence in Europe. It's nothing new under the sun. Violence has been around before the beginning of ages. And yes, the truth of the matter is social unrest and violence is coming to America because we have taken Jesus out in Genesis chapter 6, verse 13. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. Yes, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Yes, the meaning of this scripture is that he would destroy all men, together with the cattle and creeping things of the earth. The trees, the herbs, the plants in it, yeah, that's itself, for that is said to perish by the flood. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. Some render it out of the earth, that is, would destroy them from it, that they should be no more. Yes, the truth of the matter is, when wickedness rise up, violence starts rising up. You see, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 7, verse 9, O righteous God who searches minds and hearts, bring an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You see, violence is happening all over this world today. Here we see David pleading to the Lord Jesus to bring an end to all his violence. David lived in a time of extreme violence, and so many times he cried out to Jesus for help. He cried out to Jesus for help. Yes, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 7, verse 16, the troubles he caused recoils on himself. His violence comes down on his own head. Yes, this verse in Psalms chapter 7, verse 16 is referring to the violence with which Saul pursued David, which would be regretted to him and which he prophesied in 1 Samuel 26:10. You need to understand the violence that you cause other people. The Lord Jesus Christ says that the violence that you have caused others will eventually come down on your head. Now, I know as you look around in the Middle East, you see so much violence and war. You see so much destruction. You need to understand that those militants, as they do violence to these cities that Christians are living in, then you've seen the beheadings and the killings of mass executions. The Bible says that all this will come back on them. It says if you do violence to somebody else, it will eventually come back on you. If you hurt somebody else, it will eventually come back to you. Now, I'm here to tell you today that there's going to be social unrest and there's going to be violence coming to America very soon. There's total chaos that's happening in America. The Bible is very clear. If you have been violent to somebody else, it will eventually come back on you. You need to be very careful today that we do not forget Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Psalms 11, verse 5, the Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked and those who love violence, his soul hates. You need to understand today that Jesus Christ hates violence. Jesus Christ hates violence. Yes, Jesus Christ is totally against violence. But we have seen so many Muslim extremists causing violence on innocent Christian people around the world in the name of God. I'm telling you, they are not serving the God. They're serving Satan because Jesus Christ hates violence. And the Bible is very clear that there's a spiritual law. If you are violent to somebody else, if you hurt somebody else, the Bible says there's a spiritual law that will come back on you. Yes, it's very true. When Saul pursued David, he was very violent towards David. But then it would eventually come back on Saul. Yes, I'm here to tell you there's going to be social unjust and violence coming to America in the future. The Bible is very clear in Psalms 55, 9. Confuse the wicked, O Lord. Confound their speech, for I see violence and strife in the city. You see, violence came to the city of David. And when you take out the Prince of Peace out of America, then you are welcoming violence. See, the opposite of violence is peace. And we have taken the Prince of Peace out of this nation. And this is why we need Jesus back in our church. And this is why we need Jesus back in our hospitals. And this is why we need Jesus back in our schools. And this is why we need Jesus. You see, the Bible is very clear. And it says that Jesus is the head. That he is the head of the church. You need to understand that today that Jesus Christ is the head of your church. And if you don't have Jesus, then you simply don't have church. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. In Psalms chapter 72, verse 14, He will rescue them from the oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in His sight. The Bible is very clear that Jesus Christ will keep you safe from all violence that is happening around the world, from all the secret and open designs and effort of their enemies, from deceit, the deceitfulness of sin and its lust. So as they shall not be finally hardened and destroyed by it, from the deceitfulness of the old serpent, the devil, and all his cunning wiles and stratagems, and from false teachers who lie in wait to deceive, and who would, if possible, deceive the very elect, but shall not, and from violence, from the violence and tyrannical powers of sin, so as that it shall not have the dominion over them, from the rage and fury of the men of the world, which is overcome by him, and from Satan, the strong man armed who is stronger than they, from him the devouring lion who will not be able to snatch them out of Christ's hands. The devouring lion will not be able to snatch you out. Those that try to oppress you and cause violence towards you, the Bible said that Jesus Christ will keep you safe. Yes, this world that we live in is becoming very violent, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ will keep you safe. Yes, you need to understand that today, that in Psalms verse 73, verse 6, therefore pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. You need to understand this today around the world that wicked men that are prosperous and proud are generally oppressive to others and are very often open in their acts of violence, which are as often done to be seen by all men as the clothes upon their backs, and frequently the clothes they wear are got by wrapping of oppression, so that they may properly be called garments of violence. You need to understand that today, that wicked men that are prosperous and proud, how did they get there? Usually they got there by oppression and violence. All you have to look around, if you see these kings and rulers of other country, most of them have gotten there by violence and oppression. I'm here to tell you that social unjust and violence is coming to America. Social unrest and violence is coming to America. Why? Simply because we have taken the Prince of Peace out of America. You need to understand in Psalms chapter 140, verse 11, it says, let slanders not be established in the land. May disaster hunt the men down of violence. The sense is this, the evil of punishment shall hunt him, as a beast of prey is hunted. It shall closely pursue him and overtake him, and seize on him and thrust him down to utter ruin and destruction. You need to understand this injurious wicked man. Let the angel of death hunt and drive him into hell. Of this violent man, he who proposes to overthrow David, he was persuaded would be overthrown himself. This clause teaches us how to understand the rest. For though they are delivered out of the wishes and imprecations, yet are prophetic and are strongly expressive of the certainty of the things. You need to understand that David had an understanding of those that wanted to put violence of him. He would pray that the angel of death would hunt that wicked man down that would pursue violence. I'm telling you that social unrest and violence is coming to America. But if you or someone is trying to cause violence to you, if someone is trying to cause violence to you, pray that Jesus Christ will send the angel of death to hunt that person down and drive him into hell. You need to understand that today, that a lot of these people that are in charge, a lot of these oppressed people that have their positions, how did they get there? By oppression and violence. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you might say, well, wasn't Jesus Christ a little bit violent? Well, Jesus Christ was violent against wickedness. He was angry against the corruption in the church. The Bible said in John chapter 2, verse 15, Jesus made a whip out of a cord and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. Jesus Christ was angry. And Jesus Christ ran the money changers out. Jesus Christ ran the money changers out. The wicked people in the church. Those in the church that just wanted money. Those in the church like the Church of America today. Just like the Church of Laodicea. They're neither hot nor cold. Jesus said, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You see, the Bible said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace on this earth, but I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Yes, this is very interesting. Some of you say, well, being a Christian, that we need to be stepped on. No, we don't need to be stepped on at all. See, if you look to Luke 22, verse 36 through 38, Jesus said to them, but now if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. The disciples said, see, Lord, here are two swords. That is enough, he replied. Jesus was saying this. If you don't have a sword, then you better buy one. See, what Jesus was saying, he was using this allegory, and he said, oh, my friends and fellow soldiers, you have lived until now in relative peace, but now there is at hand a most severe battle to be fought, and you must therefore lay all other things aside and think about dressing yourself in armor. And what this armor is shown by his own example when he prayed afterward in the garden of reproof Peter and striking with a sword. Jesus Christ was saying, after I am crucified on the cross, you are going to go through some violent situations. And be prepared. He was saying, if you don't have a sword, you had better sell your bag and get a sword. You see, a lot of you passive Christians don't believe that you need to stand up for yourself. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ, he wants you to take a stand and defend yourself. This is what he was telling his disciples. It was time for you to defend yourself against the violence and the social unrest that is going to happen after I am crucified on the cross. After Jesus was crucified, there was so much social unrest. And you need to understand this today. America has the Second Amendment, the right to defend itself from tyrannical governments. You need to understand there's going to be social unrest and violence in America. And why? Because we have taken Jesus Christ out of America. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. If you don't have a picture of Jesus on your wall, it's time to put one on your wall. If you don't have a picture of Jesus in your school locker, it's time to put a picture of Jesus in your school locker. Yes, America, we are being demoralized. We are being dehumanized. They're trying to turn you into a half man or half robot. That's why when you look at your phone, it's called an Android. You know what the Android is? It's a human robot. Why do you think these commercials say, let us train your brain? You see, they want to train your brain to be a robot. They want you to be an android. Oh, come on, somebody. We really need Jesus back in America, and we really need him now. You see, in Isaiah 9:6, for his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Come on, somebody. We really need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. But the truth of the matter is, social unrest and violence is coming to America. Why? Because simply we have taken Jesus Christ out of America. We have simply taken Jesus Christ out of our homes. You wonder why there's racial violence? Because you've forgotten Jesus. You wonder why there's gun violence? Because you've forgotten Jesus. You wonder why there's domestic violence? You've forgotten Jesus. You wonder why there's violence in our schools, because we have taken Jesus and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. You wonder why there's robberies and rape and police brutality and police violence. It's because why? We have taken Jesus out. You wonder why you watch television and you see these knockout games. Why? It's very simple, because we have taken Jesus out. You wonder why you see fires in California and Arizona and destruction all across America's heartland and all across the nature. Simple, because we have taken Jesus Christ out. When you take Jesus Christ out of a nation, the only thing you can get is social unrest and violence. Yes, I'm here to tell you social unrest and violence is coming to America. And this is why we really need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. You see, in Ezekiel 22:26, the Bible says, "Her priests do violence to my laws and profane my holy things. They do not distinguish between the holy and the common. They teach that there is no difference between the unclean and the clean. And they shut their eyes to the keeping of my Sabbath so that I am profane among them." I think in the church today, our pastors are doing violence to our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very simple. They are being violent towards Jesus Christ because they have taken Him out of the church. They are doing violence towards Jesus because they have taken the cross out. Yes, there is no crosses in the churches of America anymore. The church is only about money today. And this is why we really need Jesus back in America. Just like that day, the priest was doing violence to the church. They were doing violence to the law. Oh, come on, somebody. You see, some people, some churches think that they don't need Jesus because they got the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is supposed to point you towards Jesus, and Jesus points you towards the Father. Oh, come on, somebody. There's a lot of pastors and churches are doing violence towards Jesus Christ. Their whole mission and their whole goal is to take Jesus Christ out of the church. They don't want Jesus in the church because Jesus represents sovereignty. If they take Jesus out of the church, then they can push towards this new one world religion. Yes, that's what their goal is. They don't want you to be sovereign. They don't want you to be independent. They don't want you to be creative. They want to push you towards a one world religion. Yes, some of these pastors are the same preachers that shook the hands of Hitler. Oh my gosh, in Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 2, "How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save?" Yes, Habakkuk was asking Jesus Christ, "Why don't you save us from this violence that is around us?" Even though Jesus Christ hates violence, and Jesus will rescue you from violence, in this passage we see that Jesus did not rescue them from their violent state. I can't tell you. I know that Jesus wants to rescue you from violence. And Jesus wants to save you from violence. But in this situation, Jesus Christ did not rescue them from the nightmare of violence. So America is turning into a nightmare. And there's a lot of social unrest and violence that is coming to America. Yes, in Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 3, "Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong, destruction, and violence before me? There is strife and conflict abound." As we see violence all around us, I wonder the same thing. Why is there so much violence in this world? And why do I have to look at all this violence around us? This was exactly what Habakkuk was saying. There's so much injustice around the world. There's so much violence around the world. There's so much death. I just don't want to look at it anymore, Jesus. Why do I have to look at all this violence? Yes, in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 9, "They all come bent on violence. Their hordes advance like the desert wind and gather prisoners like sand." Oh, I'm here to tell you right now that we really need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, there's going to be social unrest and violence is coming to America. So social unrest and violence is coming to America. And if you want to stop this, it's time to put Jesus back. It's time to put Jesus back in America. And we really need Jesus back in this country. For a child will be born, and he will give us. A son will be given to us, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace. Do you want peace? Or would you rather have violence? I personally would want peace in my own life. And I know you want peace in your own life. Well, you can start having peace by turning towards Jesus Christ. You can walk away from the violence and turn your life over from Jesus Christ. You don't have to be in a gang. Turn to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will give you peace. Yes, social unrest and violence is coming to America. And this is why we need Jesus, and we need Him now.
Can we have one moment of silence? Because there's people out there losing their life over bombs. Because people getting killed over blocks, even getting killed over rocks. The violence never stops. Just when you think it's over, it never gonna pop. I'm not body that drop, man. This stuff needs to stop. There's people going against their own brothers. They fight over colors. The stuff is even scaring their own mothers. It's so sad, even little kids are dying. And no reason for lying. Sometimes gotta be the better man and let the problem go. Instead, going toe to toe, even blow for blow. Sometimes I got to walk away and go. I was told trouble was easy to get into and hard to get out. It's like when they're being cool, they just say they want to bring them out. Yo, the violence needs to stop. 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 The violence. The violence needs to stop. The violence needs to stop. The violence needs to stop. The violence really gotta stop. The violence needs to stop. The violence needs to stop. The violence. Really gotta stop. When they wanna fight, wanna knock somebody out. Sometimes when you're mad, you don't think about. When people talk stuff, you gotta think before you react. You got a lot of people step on the scene, you know what I mean? Instead of being on the scene, when it happens, a lot of people is just straight kidnapping. You look at the violence like the art gallery, but it's all reality. Sometimes your mind be in another galaxy. Or maybe it's the president that we elect. People don't understand. You got to earn your respect. Lots more. That's the reason to go around and start a war. That's the kind of stuff you act the prerogative. Some people do more bad than positive. The violence needs to stop. 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 The violence really gotta stop. The violence needs to stop. The violence needs to stop. The violence really gotta stop.